It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're getting this show in your market, this is the Grillin' Guy today. I'm Barbecue Bob. Jop is on a little vacay in the sunny state of Florida, where the bars and restaurants are open and business and life is as usual. So I'm going to be up here doing something that Rush Limbaugh did for 30 years, not nearly as well as him. But he did a monologue all day. So I know I can't continue an hour-long monologue, so I basically got some really cool guests coming in. We're going to talk about a few different things, but it's that time of year when everybody's snow is off the deck and they're starting to think about more serious outside activities. Now, the diehards like Jop and I grill and smoke all through the year, and we get texts and messages and pictures on Facebook and the website, thegrillingguys.com, from people who are diehards as well and probably grill even more than I do, which is hard to imagine, but I know you're out there and we're glad you're listening. And you guys had your equipment out all year long. But a lot of people kind of like to stash it away when the bad weather comes for various reasons. I mean, it could be too weak to handle the heat needed to compensate for the cold. It could be so pretty you don't want it to get messed up by ice. You know, who knows what. But it could be you're just a big sissy and you don't want to go out in the snow. So shame on you if that's you. I get it, though. I got pretty lazy this winter, to be honest with you, and Jop busted my chops rightfully. And I switched over to cast iron. And I have a very good selection of cast iron, mostly from Lodge, but some old American-made brands that I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but they're classic old cast iron. And, of course, there's always an occasional something in the oven. I've got a convection oven. I got it at Garrett's Appliance, who will be on in the next segment. And it's also got an infrared broiler. And if you go to Ruth's Chris or any of these nice places like that, they're not using charcoal Weber on their kitchen floor. It's going to be an infrared broiler, and they're going to cook that steak with a drop-down burner. And if you have an oven with an infrared broiler, it's just a ceramic burner that's just like I'd call them like space heaters outside, pointed at an angle. It looks like a honeycomb ceramic material, but you see them in factories at loading docks and all over the place. They don't have an exhaust to them. It just burns the gas up at 1,600 degrees and throws out a crazy amount of heat. And so that's what an infrared broiler does. And I found that to be really, really nice to use. And I need practice with it because I'm not used to that hot of infrared. My Tech infrared runs around 1,100 degrees for the most part. And that's a lot to manage. But anyway, so I got off of having all the grills and smokers rolling this winter just because I got lazy, man. I'm not going to lie. And I've got some stuff in transition. So my grilling area is kind of not the way I want it to be. I didn't get my roofs put on last fall. So when the snow piles up and if you don't stay on top of it, I got a quarter mile long driveway. So shoveling my back deck, which is like 60 feet long, is not really attractive. I'm kind of wussing out there. I'm getting old. Maybe too smart to do all that stuff. I don't know. What do you think, Trevor? We're being produced today by, of course, Mr. Trevor, who you can catch on WGRD on the weekends, 97.9.
Yeah, from 10 to 3. I think that's fair. That's a long back porch you got there.
Trevor Swanson, what's your day like on Saturdays? What are you spinning?
I'm spinning Foo Fighters and Metallica and all sorts of good hard rock stuff. And you can hear me talk about all sorts of pop culture. I talk about wrestling. I talk about rock.
I heard the wrestling part. Yeah. I listen to you every Saturday. And 97.9 WGRD, it's a very old station and just been... Gosh, back in the 70s, I listened to GRD. They were a little bit more lollipop back then, and now they're the heavyweights. So it's pretty cool being here with Town Square on one of your stations, which ours is 98.7 in Grand Rapids. And then we're on stations all around the state. We are not currently on one of our favorite stations, and that is UPS 98.5 up in Houghton Lake. And they took a little break, and I think they're testing the waters. So if you miss us up north and you're just getting the podcast and want to hear us on 98.5, send them a Facebook message or an email and let them know, hey, we'd love to have the Grilling Guys back on. Otherwise, if you have some favorite stations around the state and you'd like our show to be there, stations are generally very much in need of something good on the weekends, wouldn't you say? Because you produce everything and you send it out to them.
Yeah, I send it. In fact,
makes it easier for him, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we have the whole show ready to go every Friday.
Yeah. So then I think most stations are kind of on autopilot on the weekends.
Sometimes, yeah.
Because the radio stations have really felt the squeeze of podcast, internet, satellite, all these different competing factors that the old traditional terrestrials. Yeah,
from time to time, I do like to come in on Saturday and Sunday, do the show. I mean, relatively live. I'm usually 15, 20 minutes ahead of time talking about current things. Oh, I can talk about if there's something funny on SNL or if there was like
whatever it comes to the top of your head, just like Jop and I do here.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not just trying to get you to work for less money. But it'd be okay. No. I think you do. I love listening to you on the weekends.
Well, thanks.
And I just kind of chuckle. I'm in my garage working or, you know, doing something out in the woods.
I want to make people laugh.
Yeah. It's because I know you so well, it makes it kind of better. But Trevor's a young man here who produces us, and you've been in the radio business.
Since 2017, so oh, 4 years. Yeah.
You run a big board there, so good for you. Well, anyway, so on the weekends, I'm usually listening to Trevor, and when we put this show on track, so he's listening to me, so it's a payback. You're much more entertaining. So how am I doing at the monologue so far? Am I keeping up?
Are
people
good.
Leaving? Do you see all the lights going on out there? Because I would if I were you. Trust me. I'm not that great to listen to. My wife tells me every day.
So, well, have you grilled anything this last week that was tasty, or have you made anything good that you enjoyed?
To be honest, I made some good food, but this week was a whirlwind because my second daughter, Maggie, and her husband have been staying with us a couple months while their house is being finished.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, we moved them in Thursday and Friday. So
they're in.
Yeah. They got a beautiful new two-story house. It's in a great neighborhood with young families. I mean, young moms and dads all over the place pushing carriages. And God bless them. But
right here in West Michigan, close to
home?
Yeah.
A mile and a half from our
house. Nice.
So my wife's in heaven. Because they have little Genevieve, and she's just the most amazing kid. And they've got another on the way.
Nice. Wow. So, congratulations.
Yeah. So,
you're going to have a lot of babysitting time in your hands.
Yeah. And we had the other grandkids up. And I'm at that stage in life where we're starting to have grandkids now.
Oh.
And I never wanted to be grandpa, and now it's a badge of honor.
Yeah.
I love having my family, my downline, come up and hug me and squeeze my face and say they're never leaving and things like that. It's heartwarming.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I know we got a lot of listeners in that camp and way ahead of me with 20 grandkids. I met a guy last night who has 17 grandkids and 2 great-grandkids,
wow.
And he's my age. Dude, he's on wife number 3.
They're getting a little busy, yeah, there.
I only have one wife, so I'm falling behind. She's been a workhorse, though. She raised 5 kids for us, and I helped a little. Anyway, so, yeah, not grilling a lot this week. Since it's nice now, I will be able to rebuild my infrared. It's needed some work done.
Oh, nice.
I got new burners for it. I didn't get it done last fall. Next thing you know, it's hunting season, and I'm gone. So, yeah. Yeah,
it'd be a goal for 2021 is get that infrared.
So the story here is if you have a station in your market that you really like and you've got some contacts there, send them to us or just send them a message and say, hey, you might check these guys out. We like listening to them.
There you go. Listen to the Grilling Guys.
Yes. All right. So coming up next, we're going to talk to Brad Ensing, hopefully, at Garrett's Appliance. Now, they are smoking busy because the building season's on. So let's see what he's got to say. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering. Better Michigan beer.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.